coming back home and taking a look at the local market's performance. The oil share down 0.4%, as you can see, weighed down by the resources 10 component with that slight bit of rand strength filtering through. We've got that index down 1.4%. Financial 15 trading ever so slightly lower, and the industrial 25 inching slightly into positive territory. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Ian Cruickshanks from the SA Institute of Race Relations. Thanks so much, Ian, for joining us today.
Thank you.
So pretty choppy trading day. It's been a pretty mixed picture we're looking at when it comes to market performances on a global scale. And I guess it's a lack of fresh developments on trade talks with China and worries about global economic growth that's really keeping investors on the back foot at this stage. And I guess standing testament to the fact that any positive momentum that we do see, Ian, stands on very, very shaky ground right now with so many balls up in the air.
That's one way of putting it, yes. And what's interesting is in this time when we've got lots of economic balls up in the air, there's very little commercial activity and corporate activity. And it's an unusual situation. I think there are a couple of things that really struck me as being very important today. This was the chairman of Eskom saying that it was going to cost $18 billion to complete both Medupi and Kusile. And if they didn't, there'd be an $8 billion disconnection fee if they didn't go ahead and cancel the contracts. Now, compared to what they put into them, I think it does mean at least those power stations will be delivered, not on time, not at the right price, but they will be delivered. And I think that's important for South Africa's economy, that the potential power supply is there.
It is important, of course, for South Africa that we have that power supply,
yes,
so that we are able to fuel any economic growth from here on out. Having said that, though, some of the early pressure we saw exerted on the local unit as a result of a senior minister saying that government was considering more financial support for an institution that's already highly indebted. So,
yes,
you know, this is playing two ways at this stage of the game.
And there's a very real risk here. That real risk being what we were discussing a little earlier, called the new colonialism. You know, Zambia, not far away from South Africa, is very heavily indebted for infrastructure developments to Russia. That's all right, said the Russians. We'll take that new airport that we built, the Kenneth Kaunda Airport. And they said they'd do the same with the power generator. Now, you know, this just goes to show, if one does not stick to the letter of the law in one's debt management, what the risks could be. And it says the risk, what might have been South Africa's risk, if we'd gone ahead with a somewhat doubtful nuclear power station. So there's a lot happening, developing, and as I said, we call it now the new colonialism, where foreigners could easily take control of domestic economies.
Okay, but we're not at that
point.
We're not
there.
You know, of course, this is a comparison that you're looking at to Zambia, where this is currently happening right now. It seems, Ian, that you're looking at things with a glass half full lens at this stage of the game.
Well, I'm not quite sure about that. But if one's looking at threats, then maybe it's half empty. But either way, what I think it is to say is it's very difficult to find a positive get-ahead economic data that's going to stimulate the regional activity in the short term.
And that has been the global theme, as I highlighted
yes.
at the top of the show. We've had many investors unwinding their positions, saying that they've possibly been overzealous in expecting a continued loose monetary policy.
Yeah.
But surely, you know, ultra-loose monetary policy, more than was initially expected, is on the table right now. We're certainly hearing that kind of rhetoric coming through from the U.S. just today. India lowering its interest rate by a further 25 basis points to 6%.
Even if they don't lower it, they're going to have to maintain a relatively easy monetary policy for the foreseeable future. And what does that say? That says that they're unable to stimulate the economy, no matter how far they bring interest rates down and how much they improve liquidity. It's just stuck. It's been a bit of a muddy patch for the time being.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the U.S. in particular, we're awaiting, of course, non-farm payrolls numbers.
Yes.
That's due for release tomorrow. For any clues as to the strength of the U.S. economy, what are you pricing in?
I think that it's probably going to remain fairly positive. But, you know, it's difficult to see how any economy can keep on producing 200,000 jobs with every month with such regularity and not be seen to be, and still seen to be not getting ahead, no inflation consequences. It's extraordinary. What it says to me, it's the only place, the only game to be playing in.
Yeah. Looking at the local market's performance within this broad macroeconomic environment, both globally and locally, it's interesting that today we've had Clicks yet again, the bottom performer on the top 40 index, declining close enough to 3.4%. ShopRite following close behind, dropping back 2.7%. Tiger Brand. So it's these consumer-facing stocks still facing bulk or brunt of the pressure.
And what does that say? 60% of economic activity in South Africa is consumer spending. If that if that is slowing, and what you're, the commercial news that we've got says it is, then we're going to have to mark down our forecasts for overall GDP activity, overall GDP growth. Let us just hope that we stay in a growth phase. That is the next challenge.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, on the flip side or the opposite end of this continuum, we had MTN Group, the best performer on the top 40 index, up 3%. What are you making of that performance that's come to the fore today? It comes as Vodacom's Tanzanian unit, as I highlighted in the news, finds itself in hot water, with several executives having been accused of economic crimes linked to fraudulent use of net work activity. Having said that, also a judgment in the Supreme Court of Appeal ruling that Vodacom is entitled to access Telkom's ducts or fiber, you know. So there are a whole lot of news elements to factor in today.
Yes, and offsetting each other to some extent.
Yeah.
What I wonder is, in some other countries, if the industry isn't looked on as a soft target. You know, we need their cash. So let's find a way of manufacturing potential or possible, but not necessarily provable, crimes against their own.
Yeah. As you say, that pulling in one direction, but offsetting some of that pressure is this potential opening up. So the High Court, ruling in favor of Vodacom now to use Telkom's copper ducts. What kind of opportunity does that start to open up?
I think what that says, first of all, it's a withholding of costs running away. It's keeping them down. It's capital expenditure which they don't have to put in themselves. So I think that that's positive. And you know, I think that what we have to say is there's nothing adverse about the two companies, except they're just not that exciting.
Yeah. With that being the overall markets picture, Ian, you're sitting pat on cash.
I think so. If there's such uncertainty, look, the economies aren't dead. There are going to be opportunities to buy good companies, I think, at better prices within the next 6 months, and I'd be happy to wait for that.
Let's leave it there, Ian. Always a pleasure.
Thanks
so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Ian Cruickshanks is with the South African Institute of Race Relations. You're sitting pat on cash.
I think so. If there's such uncertainty, look, the economies aren't dead. There are going to be opportunities to buy good companies, I think, at better prices within the next 6 months, and I'd be happy to wait for that.
Let's leave it there, Ian. Always a pleasure.
Thanks
so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Ian Cruickshanks is with the South African Institute of Race Relations.